Island, and I have a total of 4 slides here, I think it is, today, because I'm actually going to use a different way of presenting, which I'd love some feedback as to whether or not it works, and I'm praying that it will, but also how it's received. So I'm a SharePoint trainer. I'm also a conference organiser for the SharePoint conferences in New Zealand, Australia, and Southeast Asia, and an MVP. And we're actually launching a new, my latest project, and probably my biggest one at the moment, is a new site which we're kind of quietly revealing today, I guess. So you're welcome to have a look, although I have to have a few disclaimers. It's built in SharePoint 2013, so there are a few little things that don't work as expected. It hasn't been optimised, or we haven't got all the device channel stuff working, so unfortunately on your iPads and everything, it won't work as nicely as we'd like. That'll be there in a couple of weeks. And you can go on and you can create your own My Site, you can experience 2013 for the, you know, join the community, join in discussions, and I'll show a lot more of that with the whole social features when I do my session this afternoon. But anyway, we're talking about Visio today. So there will be a link, and I'll put this live, and I'll actually tweet it and put it up on the website as soon as the session's finished, to the Prezi presentation of what I'm presenting today. So I'm going to go through, explain some of those concepts, and then I'm going to do the rest of the presentation will be all demonstration. I'm going to run through these related content slides now rather than at the end, simply because I'm about to close down PowerPoint. So there's all sorts of other good SharePoint ones, as you've no doubt got on your agenda. Project management after this one. I'm doing social later, and there's search and Azure development as well. So, and then tomorrow as well, it looks like there's some great customer stories. So looking forward to seeing some of them. Okay, and of course, please evaluate the session. Right. On that note, okay, so has anyone seen presentations done with Prezi? It's kind of different. It's like instead of doing the whole linear approach, it's quite spatial, I guess. And the idea is that I'm going to show you the big picture and then zoom into each of the bits. So as I said, this will be available afterwards. And the whole thing here is I want to get across most of the concepts so that when I do the demonstration, we can kind of look at it from a business angle. And you will have got the whole drift of it, hopefully, beforehand. So we're going to look at all these particular areas in order. First of all, what's new in Visio Services? So there's a couple of things that were really, really key when they brought out Visio Services with the 2010, with SharePoint 2010, and that was that people wanted to be able to share diagrams, which was there then and is obviously there now. No need for the Visio client, and the fact that they can all be stored within your SharePoint sites and process diagram libraries or in any type of library. The new things, which I'll go into in detail, are things like the Visio file formats, commenting, and co-authoring, actually, which we'll be doing live for you. The other main key area for Microsoft was to make sure that they provided a way to have up-to-date diagrams that connected to all sorts of data sources, so SQL, SharePoint lists, Excel, custom data providers, and so on. So there's a couple of additional things that come out in 2013. One being that you can connect to the business connectivity services external lists and also to SQL Azure. There's all sorts of things within the Visio client with looking at expanded recalculation, so within the shapes themselves, and there's a lot better error handling, so you don't get quite as many error messages, and the ones that you do are actually a little more informing. And as with 2010, it is fully extensible through the JavaScript API and Webpack connections, so we'll be looking at some of that as well. Obviously, there's some changes to the JavaScript API with the new things that have come out in the client, and they're all available. Right, so what's new in Visio itself? The biggest thing probably, well, the easiest bit is you used to have to publish a VDW file when you save it as a VDW before you publish it up to SharePoint, so now you don't have to. There's a whole lot of different formats, and the main one being the VSDX. So there's about 6 different formats. I think there's macro ones and there's all sorts, but for the primary use of how to get it into SharePoint, you basically create it in the 2013 client and then you just save it and it doesn't need to be in a different format, so that's nice. Latest browser support and lots easier navigation, as you'll see when I do the demo for that. They've got all sorts of new themes, and I guess the emphasis has been on professional diagrams, and I think a lot of the stuff I've read has been that they're stunning and elegant, so I don't quite know that's what you're supposed to be looking for, but there you go. So you've got professional looking diagrams. The duplicate page, so if you're a big Visio user and you knew you had to copy and paste all your shapes from one page to the other to get the same data, now you can actually just do a right-click copy, a duplicate page, and it'll do that for you. And you can also change shapes, and I will demo this, so it means that the data that's stored behind the shape is actually retained. And there's all sorts of shape effects, so you know how in PowerPoint and Word and so forth, you can do all your bevels and your glows and your 3D and everything. That's now all in the Visio client as well. Okay, so sharing diagrams, one of the main areas. So the same thing, and I'll walk you through this in the demo as far as process diagram library. The fact that you can share it with the team, you can use all the SharePoint permissions and so forth, and you can have specific people with authorability. With Visio, you know, the licensing for Visio, but then make the sharing throughout your SharePoint site. So there is a Visio process repository template, the same as there was in 2010, and the process diagram library with the content types and so forth. So not a lot of change there, but the functionality is definitely all still there. The collaboration side is probably one of the most, I think, beneficial changes to what they've done. They've included a commenting framework, so you can actually add comments, and this is both to when you're looking at it in the Visio web access. Yeah, I know, look at my, I should have done a better screenshot for that one. Quickly, I'll go on to it. So you can comment within the browser, and then you can actually open it up in the Visio client, and you can see a result of what those comments look like and browse over a shape and look at all the comments there. Now, you do have to have contribute access to that diagram to be able to comment, so you can't, I haven't actually played too much with permission levels as to whether you could comment and not edit the Visio diagram, but yeah, just watch out for that. And you can see that little round dot shows you that there's a comment on the shape, and you can comment on both the shape and the page itself. So you can also co-author, and that's a cool thing that came out with 2010 with Office, or with some of the Office products, so definitely with Word, and I've definitely used it a lot with Word and PowerPoint, so it's nice that you can also do it in Visio, and it shows you when there's updates available and, you know, who's locking which shape or which page on the Visio diagram, so we'll take a look at that live. The other big thing for Visio is actually getting the data into SharePoint, and once you do, being able to connect it. So through a raft of different ways, being able to interact with other data sources, pull data from other data sources so that you can view them within your Visio web parts, and making sure that it's real-time information that can be refreshed just by the user clicking it or by automatic refreshing as part of the web parts. So we're going to look at the Visio Web Access web part, also the SharePoint Designer workflow template changes there, and then a little bit at data-driven diagrams. So for the Visio Web Access web part, there's probably not a lot of change if you've used that in 2010. It comes under the Add a New Web Part under Business Data, and it provides the access like any other web part to connect to other ones. The fact that you can join the information on your SharePoint pages to other web parts means that you've got all sorts of ability to mix and match a type of information that you're trying to present to your users. So things like being able to highlight, and most of this stuff is out of the box. I'm going to talk about what can be done with extending it, but we've got all sorts of different types of connections, and in this case it's filtered on something and it's showing it's highlighting the two things that are represented in the diagram. And then being able to mix and match all sorts of different ones with InfoPath form web parts, with Visio web access web parts, whatever you want to put on your pages. The connecting options themselves, so you've got, they've kind of wrapped this up a little bit in 2013, so while you used to have get highlight shapes, do all sorts of different things, there's a few of them now all grouped together in the send shape data too, so there's just a little bit more logic around that. Same functionality, and yeah, pretty much the same as what you could do before. I'll show some examples of using all of these types of connections. The highlights one, and I think the reason I just put this here is that with most of the connections, it only provides one argument, so you can only do shape name equals shape name or whatever your IDs are on your two different web parts to be able to connect them. So you can actually go into SharePoint Designer and add additional ones. So the example that I'm going to be showing will be the shape view, where you're trying to zoom in on a particular shape. So you've got the two lists, the two web parts that are talking to each other, but you also want to be able to create a zoom effect for the user. So that and things like maybe highlighting things in a different colour, so that if you're highlighting a particular employee, you give them a highlight colour or whatever. So we'll look at that. The SharePoint Designer workflow template, I'm going to show you the template and a few of the improvements to it, but the connection up to the 2013 connection from this isn't quite complete in this preview, so I won't show you too much on it. It does, however, probably the biggest thing that it's added, and I'm looking forward to seeing how effective this is with SharePoint Designer, is that it supports stages, steps, loops, and the custom actions that would have otherwise had to be done inside a SharePoint Designer. So that can be done inside the Visio template and then pushed up, and you can see that information within Visio. Data-driven diagrams. So this is when we start to get more creative with not just putting the Visio diagrams up, but actually representing the diagrams with data that's underlying beneath it, and bringing in all of those other data sources. So being able to put shapes on the page, but then being able to pull the data through and reflect it in these data graphics and editing them. So exactly the same functionality as 2010, but we'll take a look at what we can do there. That's actually an old picture because there is a whole lot of new icon sets, and you can create your own icons and upload them to Visio as well for the people, for the users to use. And you can insert legends and so forth. So the data tab itself, again, like 2010, it's got the data graphics. You can link data to shapes, automatically link them. So in other words, bring in multiple sources as well if you want to. For example, if you're bringing in something from an Excel spreadsheet, plus from a SharePoint list, plus from a SQL database, you can bring them all through into Visio and then link them individually to different shapes, or automatically link them based on their properties. The Visio services JavaScript, using Java to extend, is when you'd want to do more with your web parts than what is out of the box. So it's actually looking at things like visual markup or highlighting when someone hovers over something you want it to hover at. And it's pretty simple, well, it's pretty simple if you know how to write the code, I guess, but it's writing the JavaScript file and then being able to put that into a content editor web part on your page and having that call your diagram on whatever data you've got on that particular page. So other examples of that is if you want to be able to search, for example, for a whole lot of shapes on your Visio diagram, you might write a script to do that and have that call that, or show different shapes as people hover over them, or different text when people hover over them. So the big thing is that you can use JavaScript to be able to extend what you can't do out of the box. Just a brief look at the architecture side of things. So you've got your databases or your data stores, being SQL, SharePoint lists, whatever databases you want to call that data from. You've got your creator here who's connecting from using Visio and connecting to those data sources. So at this stage, that person is in Visio connecting to the data sources. They then push the diagrams up into SharePoint, which is when Visio services kicks in, and the refreshing happens between the two between the databases. And then at that point, the consumer then renders a diagram within their browser from Visio services. So it's sort of how it hangs together, I guess. The other thing is that, yes, you've got all your data sources that we had before. With the external list, basically, if you looked at and you tried to connect to a particular SharePoint list in the past, in that list of SharePoint lists that you're allowed to connect to, you wouldn't see the external list. Now it comes up and shows you products, for example, with external in brackets and allows you to connect to that one. Deployment considerations. They have the Visio Graphics service within as one of the service applications in central administration. There's a few settings which are relatively familiar. the backup, the things you probably want to most look for is the performance impacts, because it is loading diagrams on the pages that are then going back and checking other data sources. So that can be a little bit consuming of some resource and performance. The size of the diagrams also, and how big they get, some of that can be controlled. The cache and the data refresh is more about, you can actually set some of that at a global level, but you can also set it at each web part, so you can choose for the diagram to be automatically refreshed when people come on. You can give users the option to refresh it with a button, and you can look at how long it stays in the cache for. And also from a technical point of view, well, sorry, from a deployment point of view, all you need to do, you do need to turn on the enterprise features at the site collection level for Visio services to work. From a security point of view, you can use all your regular SharePoint permissions, but obviously you need to look for things like, does this person have access to the library where the diagram's stored? Do they have access to the Excel spreadsheets if that's one of your data sources? There is this secure store service, having trouble with my S's, that you can set up. So instead of the diagram having to go back and bounce back and look at the permissions against the SQL database or whatever else, you can use the secure store service to then set up a particular user so that that diagram just looks at that and uses those permissions. So it could be low level or it could be whatever the appropriate permissions are, and it will help with your performance there. On versions, so in 2010 you needed professional or premium and the whole VDW, but for 2013 you need professional and you've got the VSDX file format. And most of the stuff works on-premise and in the cloud. There's a few of the data sources that won't work on the cloud solutions, but most of the other pieces will work, so yeah. Okay, so looking at enabling, which is actually taking all this data and all the information that you have and being able to enable better decision making with a whole dashboard approach to life. So the way we're going to do this, and this is, I'm about to jump into the demonstration, so the hats do kind of play a little bit of a role. I'm about to make a fool of myself, just a precursor there, is that I really think with anything actually with SharePoint that it's very role specific, and it's easier to look at things if you look at a demonstration in the way of how does the user see it, how does whatever, you know, the different roles see it. So the executive or the GM needs to think strategically and see the they have the need to see the financial impact on things. Whereas the user, the end user, needs things simple, easy to find, and they want to be able to use it, get to it, and do what they need to do. Hence pink cowboy hat. And then the store owner or the department manager or the regional head or whatever that kind of other layer thinks about how well their store performs, what their employees are doing, and how they can better manage that. So they all have different perspectives on the data that they need to see. So let's take a look at that. Right, into demo land. So I'm actually going to start with Visio to start with, just to give you a little bit of a preview or overview of the new features with Visio. So you'll see that when you come up, you've got your recent documents down the side here. It's interesting because they don't actually have them there the whole time whenever you do new ones, but you'll see where they come up in a second. You've got the idea of having the categories and the featured things here, and you can drill down and look at different bits and pieces, or you can look at different searches, and when you search for something, it'll bring up categories down the side here, so that then you can filter to drill down to the ones you want or come back to the whole overview of them. You'll see when I mouse over one of these that there's a little pin icon down the bottom there, so you can actually pin it to your list so that it becomes part of your homepage for new things whenever you're creating new ones. I can go back here and I can see my overview of everything here. So you can, I've pinned a couple probably on the screen here, and then you can unpin them if you don't want them on your home page. So it's a nice easy way to get to the templates that you use all the time. Like with all the Office ones, you might have seen in other demonstrations that you can sign in. So I'm actually signed into our Office 365 account, but you could sign in with Windows Live or whatever here, and you can sort of set your own backgrounds and everything. It's a little bit more personal. So if I just open up a blank drawing here just to show you some of the things, they've gone with the idea of hiding the ribbon when you're not using it, which is quite nice. So the idea is to give you as much canvas space as possible. You've got a number of new, and we'll have a look at some of these, stencils and just ways to make your diagram stunning and elegant. So we've got a few different, I'm just going to throw a few shapes on the page here just to show you. If I go ahead and say I want to look at the home one, then it'll bring me up the whole tab thing here and I can connect and I can do everything else. So, and then it hides it again. So, and you do have that auto connect as well, but it, by default it's actually off and you have to actually go and turn it on if you remember the auto connect or if you use that in 2010, and then you can automatically connect to other shapes as well. So one of the things that I guess the design fact of things is that you do have all these themes and then you've got variants as well. And we'll go through and just, when I'm demonstrating some of the other things you can do, I'll throw a couple of the designs on just to give you an idea of what they have. So if I just open up this one here. So this one here is an example of a SharePoint workflow diagram, and you can see that they've changed all their icons. They've made it, actually what I'll do is I'll show you the extra shapes that are available. So under the flowchart, one of the new ones they've got is this components one. So you can see the stencil here for the components, which gives you the stages, the loops, the steps and so forth. Whereas before, I believe they only had the actions and then the other basic workflow shapes, conditions and so forth. So you can see if I zoom in a little bit here on the actual one that's got a loop with it, that the information's all captured there. And then once it's actually connected to SharePoint Designer, you'll see a little icon come up here and you'll be able to look at all those properties there and the whole connection there. The network diagram's been updated, and this is just a nice one to show you a little bit of design. So I can change all the themes and so forth, and then I can go ahead and, change some of the colour themes or whatever I want to do on that, and it'll nice and neatly present different colours and different variants on the colours and themes that I've got. The replace shape that I talked about was when, if you're using your Visio diagrams and you're storing a lot of shape data against them, then if I go like this and look at the shape data, you'll see that I've got lots of information there. So I don't want to have to put another shape on the page and then re-enter all the data. So I can actually just go to the shape, go to the Home tab, change the shape. Don't ask me why I have to do that. Okay, and you can see I've got that stencil that I was working with before, so I'd have to just click across to the stencil that I want, and I can actually change it to a different shape here, and it maintains all of that shape data behind it. So the other one, the workflow shapes have changed a little bit, and you'll just see lots of different shapes and things to play with if you're into all that sort of thing. I'll just throw another design on this one just to show you. So nice use of colour type stuff. They have a change to the organisation chart. I don't know if anyone uses the organisation stencil at all, but if you've used it, you'll know that you can create them, but then you can automatically add a few extra things in there. So I'm just going to go ahead and add one in from an Excel file. And you'll see that it'll come through. So I've got my data for the organisation chart in Excel file, or you can enter it yourself manually. And hopefully it'll... Good question. Can you get it from AD? That would be a little harder, wouldn't it? The organisation chart information. You'd have to export it from AD and then re-import it, I would imagine. It would be interesting. How would you do that as a data connection? create a custom BCS and then do it that way through an external list. Yes, thank you, Wayne. Okay, well, that's taking ages. Yeah, no, it's not actually. Hey? Oh, there we go. Okay, so I'm going to keep this really simple. I'm not going to include pictures in my organisation chart because I want to show you that. I'm going to put someone at the top here. And so you've got nice new little imagey bits and shapes and different things that you can apply to your look and feel. And then you can go ahead and you can actually insert multiple pictures as well. So because my pictures are all named the same, then I can actually go in and choose my pictures, which I just need to choose the folder, and it's going to go through and put them all on the page, and I can change them all and make it all pretty. Okay, let's move into SharePoint and look at some of those things. So just to start, you do have the same, if I wanted to, I can create a site and use the template. So there is the Visio process repository template, like there was before, and that will provide you with a set of lists and libraries that are already pre-configured. The task list is really cool, and I'm not demonstrating any of the other stuff, but it does include a task list and other bits and pieces. If you look at here, some of these are custom lists that I've put in here, but you do have, you do have your process diagram library, which we're going to look at in a minute. You'll see add an app, and if you've been to some of the other sessions, the app is kind of the word that they're using instead of the lists and libraries and so forth, and then obviously has a whole lot more context to it. We'll take a look at the process diagram library first, and if you look under files here, under the new document, it comes with all of these content types and Visio diagrams all preloaded. And then you've got your category and your keywords, which are also preloaded, depending on your swim lane information and other validation that you've got on your diagrams. So they all just come as part of it. You'll see different views here and the use of the ellipsis instead of the drop-down arrow, which is used all throughout SharePoint 2013 now, so you can see different views and load all your information up. You can bring all of your 2010 documents up there and you can view them. It's just things like commenting won't work. However, it's incredibly easy just to open them in 2013, save them as VSDX and then upload them that way as well. But you can bring them through. So you'll see the difference is this one here has that kind of icon, and the other ones have got the little X on them to show the newer format. Okay. So, right, I'm now going to jump into my little, put my little cowboy hat on and be the end user. So for my end user, you've got to pretend I'm an end user now. I've come to work this morning and I've been told that there's a new employee that I need to look after. So I'm going to go in and find out a little bit of information about this employee. So what I'm going to do throughout this presentation is I'm going to show you which web parts are connected and stuff. I won't show you behind the scenes too much, but I'll show you a little bit of it. So here I've got an organisation chart, and what this is actually using is I can click on any one of the offices, and you can see that I've got a description. I've got some of the information pulling from the shape data, some of the information pulling from a list in my SharePoint library, and then the information being connected by using that Visio Access web part. Now the way that that's done is it's using a JavaScript file that is hidden in the background of this content editor web part. Oh, and sorry, the photos are also stored in a site assets library on the site. And it's pulling that information together. So I just want to have a look and see the different offices in my organisation. And then I remember that this new person, Sally, that's starting is actually in the Wellington office. So I'm going to go ahead and click on her name because I need to find out her phone number to organise a few intro things. And you can see here that we've got one connecting web part with a list interacting with the contact details on the right-hand side here and also with a Visio Web Access web part, which is showing where she sits in the Wellington office. So nice and simple, and just using connected web parts, sending one shape to another. I then decide that I need to look at a couple of processes that I want to review with Sally. So again, I'm using a couple of connected web parts here. There's some that I'll be going into. I just realised someone's put some icons on my page. Nice work. So the process diagrams, we've got, again, two connecting web parts. And this is a nice, easy way just to show a diagram preview of some of the diagrams that you've got stored in your process diagram library. And it's using the connected web part where you're pulling the page URL, the web URL. So obviously from the link from what the name of that is and giving me a preview of that diagram in the other web part. So I could go to the process diagram library and pull them all up one by one, obviously, in web access, but this is just an easy way of coming through and looking at the information. Okay, so we're going to look at a couple of different types of processes. And this one here is actually demonstrating having two connecting diagrams on the one page. So we're looking at I need to go over with Sally the professional development process. So on the left-hand side here, I've got one web part. And if I click on one of the shapes, it's going to refresh a diagram. And on the right-hand side, it's going to give me that sub-process. Now, I am actually going to go into power user rather than end user mode just for a second here and just show you what some of those connected web parts look like. So you can see here, I do have to look at the connections, you do have to go into the edit web part. But if we look, first of all, at some of the connections, so you can choose to send shape data, get the web drawing URL, highlight shapes, and so forth. And then when you go through and connect it, you're just going to be showing the consumer and the provider field names. So from the provider, I've got the sub-process. And from the consumer, I have the page name. So I could be linking on shape name, I could be linking on ID fields, whatever you've got that your two web parts need to link with. And as I said before about the needing to extend with SharePoint Designer, this is showing you that you've only got the one-to-one link with the shapes. The sub-process one that I'm using here, so that I can have multiple shapes on this diagram and show me different ones on this diagram, is actually using, and I'll just show you that on the web part itself, is actually using this part here where it exposes the following shape data items to the web part connection. So those shapes have a value of sub-process so that that's then exposed so that when I do the link, it'll do the match up, if that makes sense. So that's how we've used that one. While I'm showing you the web part here, there is a nice, which I like in 2013, tick box where you can say fit all the shapes in the view so it'll automatically resize the web part to be the full display for that diagram. There's all the ones about showing refresh, showing the page and so forth, so that all still is the same and you can disable different things depending on what you want to display on that particular web part. Right, so the other one we want to have a look at from how you'd use some of these ones on the pages is the course development process. So one nice way of using your diagrams within your web pages is I have, in this case, gone to a wiki as the user, and I've said, okay, I want to see such and such a course development process. But it means that I can build out things that would otherwise be in Word documents or downloadable Excel spreadsheets or whatever into one page with a whole lot of clicks on it within my Visio diagram so that my users don't have to do all sorts of things. So I know I'm going to review this with Sally, so I take a look at it and think, oh yeah, okay, if I look at what forms and so forth, if you can see, which you probably can't terribly well, but down the bottom, it's showing me that this here is linked to a document, so it would go ahead and I haven't got the web access set up on this, and open that particular document, or it could open an email, or it could open up a link to another part of the process, but the whole thing is it's all built within your Visio diagram so that it's all nice and easy for the user to use. And on that note, I am just going to jump into the process library because I took a look at that process and thought that it needs a bit of an update, so I'm going to open it just to show you the web access view. And you can see here I can do all the normal things I can do, change pages, open in Visio, zoom it. The zoom's kind of looks a little bit different than the 2013 one, make it full page, and pan and look around the site itself. I can also look at the shape information, so if there was data behind the shape, it's going to show it to me all down in the screen down here. And I can add comments. So I can come in here and I can say, and at this stage I've selected that particular shape. I can say I want to say, is this the right one? Because I can't think of what else to say right now. And then if I refresh the page, you'll see that there's a little icon up the top there that's showing you the fact that there's a comment on the page. Okay, let's go back to, I'm now going to swap hats and become the GM of the company. And he wears a Mark Rhodes hat, who I've got to thank for some of my other stuff later, so I'll have to remember that. Anyway, I'm telling him he's a GM now. And I'm going to come in from the point of view that I would have a dashboard when I logged on in the morning. So I want to see the executive company sales overview report. I want to know how my company's doing overall. So I'm now looking at a map of New Zealand with all of my stores, and this is using just a diagram in Visio with the data stored in the shapes. So I can look at any one of the ones and say, okay, it looks like we've got a little bit of problem down at our Bay of Plenty outlet, so I want to actually click and take a bit of a closer look at that. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that one. And it's taken me to a bit of a drill down on the actual, with on the right-hand side here, you can see, actually if I zoom in a little bit, that we have the Tauranga team and the Mount Maunganui team. So I've got a Visio diagram that's now connecting to an Excel web access, Excel web part. I'm losing my terminology here. So when I click on the Tauranga team, I can see all the individual people there, but now I get a nice display of what's actually happened at a detail level. And I can go ahead and look at the fact that there's a pivot table already built in here. I could add in the product code and see everything right on the page of what I want to look at. I could go back to the Mount Maunganui site and see how they're doing, the detail, look at the charts and so forth. And by just a quick look at this diagram, I can see that we've got not everyone looks about even for the Tauranga team, but for the other team we've got the person in purple who happens to be Paul Emerson is actually struggling a little bit by the sounds, and the sales are completely down, so that shows why I've got a red light against my Bay of Plenty region. So now I want to get hold of the Bay of Plenty, the store manager for this, and say, hey, what's happening? What have we got going on, and why is that the deal? So now I'm going to change over and be the, and this is the only $2 hat we could find, a store manager, or a, regional manager. So I've now gone to the regional manager, and I've said, hey, I can see that Paul's struggled this last month. How about you give me some insight as to why your sales are so low in your region? So regional manager comes on board and takes a look at her dashboard and thinks and needs to find out what Paul's been up to. So you can see here that she's got a recent and upcoming leave, and Paul's actually just had a lot of leave, actually, and maybe that's some of the reason why the sales are down. Now I'm a little wee bit concerned because I'm thinking, gosh, did we actually cover for Paul's time much? So I'm actually going to take a quick look at the projects dashboard. And the projects dashboard is an example, maybe we'll leave that off, of a Visio diagram, and I quite like this because I actually do use it every day, that connects to a projects list. So I've got a projects list that my team can update, very, very simple, and it's only at a very high level. I just want to see a shot of what everyone's up to. So on my projects dashboard, if I zoom in, you can see that we've got, God, that comes up fuzzy, sorry. But the colour coding shows me at a glance what is happening. Are the projects on time, running behind? And I'm actually interested in this red one, which I'll, when I zoom back out, you'll look at. It's got a nice little ledge in there, and it links to the data, so I've got a nice little data graphic that gives me the percentage complete and so forth and who the project manager is. I can see here that Paul is actually struggling, his project's way behind. If I click on it, again, I've got some connected web parts, and it shows me all of the documents to do with that project and all the tasks, and I can see that there's also some tasks that are running behind. That's actually a nice little 2013 feature with the colour coding and the date. So I decide, well, let's drill down a little bit more and look at the timeline, which is for the current week. This is actually, and from this one, I wanted to demonstrate. Remember how I talked about with Visio, with SharePoint Designer, you can actually join the two shapes. So this is using the get shape from and zooming in. So if I click on this, I had a big timeline, and now I can zoom right into the actual milestone I'm looking at and see that data zoomed in. So you can choose, if I was to show you the milestone list and how this is pulled together in the background, the zoom level for each of the shapes on your diagram. Where's milestones? So on this, there's different zoom levels that you can set the shape for. And that's actually, and I think I've got enough time to show you this, configured within SharePoint Designer. So I've got SharePoint Designer open with the shape view page. I've found, because I don't have a design view and I've only got a code view, the Visio Web Access web part, and I can go into Manage Connections, and I can see the connection that's been set up in the user interface, but I can go ahead, modify it, and step through, so this is a get shape to view from, step through the actual things within SharePoint Designer, which I'm going to leave all this the same because I've already configured it. But when it gets to the zoom level, it allows me to put in those extra ones so that I can do extra conditions and show different data. So in here I've got zoom level in my list, zoom level in my diagram, and I can do the same with the highlight colours was another good example of that. Okay, so that was that bit. Right, so the other thing that I want to do is take a quick look at the launch process. So the launch process, this is where my colleague in Dunedin is going to come and join me. I'm going to open this up because I want to review this process and connect some data to it and do all sorts of things. So first of all, I want to add a couple of comments because I'm not too happy with some of the parts on it. So I know, for example, that the product needs a sub-process added. And that's all good. And you can see my little icons come up, and I'm hoping that Liz is now... I'm going to refresh my one. And Liz has actually come on, and she's told me, because she's on the same diagram at the same time, that this would make a great dashboard. So I can go ahead and reply to her. Whoops. And it saves it, and you're writing it straight in the screen. Now, it also shows me that she actually wrote that comment, if you can see it there, on the track progress one, so because it puts a little speech bubble above it. So let's see what that looks like inside of Visio. Yes. Sorry, I didn't see where that question came from. So you can do the page. Sorry, you can do it by page. I don't know about diagram, actually. I think it's more page or shape. Right, so I've got this. Now you can see once I'm in here, and I'm just going to zoom in because it's a little bit hard to see there, that you've got the orange dot above rather than the shape. So when you're in the Visio client, you see the orange dot. And I think Liz is going to probably come on and actually open this in Visio as well because she knows that we need to do some work on this particular diagram, so we're going to co-author on it. And I can also browse over the top of, oh look, and I've got a little notification down the bottom here that two authors are editing this document. Now unfortunately I don't have link configured for this demo, anyway we won't go there, but if I had link configured, this is where I'd know that Liz was online and I'd be able to start a conversation with her in link because that link presence comes up there straight away. So it tells me that Liz is editing the document. I'll go back to what I was showing before. So that tells me the comments that have been added. I can add one directly into the page right there, or I can go to my view pane and I can go to, no, I can go to my review pane and go to my comments here, and within the client now I'm showing all of the comments for what's happening on this page. Now I'm going to go ahead and do some editing, knowing that Liz is doing some at the same time. I'm going to go to the process, I'm going to create a new sub-process because I said that we wanted one, and it's automatically named it here for me. So I'm going to come down to my process here and pull in some quick shapes, add some decisions and so forth. I'm going to actually go ahead and save this because I always get nervous. And it's going to upload it. Whoops, I can see now that this page here has been locked down the bottom there. So if I zoom in there, you can see the little person icon that's saying that the whole page is locked rather than just one of the shapes. And I'm sure Liz is about to save as well. And then it's going to tell me that there's updates available. So I'll just give you two ticks for that. But it means that when it's locked, actually it's showing which shapes are actually locked. You can see on the page there, depending on what she's working on. But she's obviously doing quite a bit all over the page, actually. Let's just see what she's up to. Hey, yeah, what are you doing, Liz? Oh, should I write a comment? So as soon as she saves, it's going to show me that there's updates available down the bottom here. So we're just waiting for that to happen. But yes, so I can't actually change those shapes when she's got them locked, obviously, as you would expect with co-authoring. Okay, so while she's doing that, I'm actually going to go ahead and just show you some stuff about linking data. So in this particular example, we're going to just link a Excel workbook. So you saw, sorry, I'll just step back on that one. I went to the data tab, and you can see I can link the shapes, and this is where I do all my data connectivity things. So I could also link to an Access database, SharePoint Foundation list, SQL database, or, and you know, they've got the additional previously created connection. The BCS external list, as I said, actually come up when you go to the SharePoint Foundation list, and they'll show in the list, whereas they didn't before. So for the sake of this one, we're going to go ahead and connect to a Excel spreadsheet. And see down the bottom how it's come up with updates available. So that tells me that Liz is now saved. And I'll just quickly go through the rest of this process and then refresh a page. So it's showing me the external data down there now. And this is from my Excel spreadsheet. Now on this external data, this is a very simple example of connecting data just to start with. We'll do a couple of extra ones as well. You can see that it's got the steps, and the steps actually match the shape names of the steps on the process flow diagram. So what I'm actually going to do is automatically link all of those steps to all of those steps on there. So I can go to data. So I can link the things one by one, and you'll see me do that in the next example. This one here automatically links them because it has an identifier on both sides that can match them. So here I match the data column of steps to the one of steps here, and go ahead and run that, and you'll see that I'm actually just going to move my external data over here, so I've got a bit bigger picture, and you'll see that it's automatically put, because of this is a demo, it's automatically put the data from the list into the shape on the page. So in this case, it's showing me that for this one, that it's been assigned resource, and that this is the percentage. I'm trying to remember what those lists were, what the fields were. The percentage complete. Okay, so how does that work? If we right-click on it and go to data, there's two things. You've got your shape data, like I showed you on that other one, which is all the information that is specific to the shape within Visio. So you can store that data within Visio. But because I've just connected this to an Excel spreadsheet, I can also see the data that's from the Excel spreadsheet or from whatever data source I want to use. I can go ahead and edit the data graphic. And here you can see that I've got percent complete showing as a data bar. So I can add whatever fields I've got, and I can choose different data bars of how I want them to be rated. So I could have done a people rating. I can choose the size. I can choose the position of where it is on the shape, and so forth. And I can actually press apply, and in the background, it's applied it and given me a preview of what that looks like. And I can add new ones in here depending on the fields that I have available to me. So that's a kind of a simple example to start with of just connecting ones. I'm now going to do a save, and Liz has been playing with the design, I see. So that's from us co-authoring. She's done a lovely job of changing the look and feel of our document, and, well, it was just to give you an idea of co-authoring, if that made sense. Thank you, Liz.
She says
yeah, she can go make a coffee now. Okay, so let's see, what was I going to do next? Right, so I was going to show you another example of connecting data into a couple of different places. So let's first of all, oops, I just opened up a BDW, I noticed, so bear with me 1 second on that one. Let's not do that one. Okay, so in this example, we want to go ahead and connect another set of data. And it's actually already got some in there, so just to show you how you can go about getting rid of that, I'll just take this complete diagram back to plain. And I can go to the data source and I can remove the data source if I don't want it there, just because I want to start from fresh. So I can either link, so I've got a floor plan here, like the floor plan I showed you before. I can link the data to shapes here, or I can go to data, link to shapes from this one, and I'm going to connect it to a SharePoint list. So I can choose which SharePoint site I want to connect it to. Whoops. And it's brought back from this particular one. This is where I was saying if you've got external lists, they would come up, and I don't have any on this particular one I'm connecting to at the moment. It would come up with external in brackets in this list, so you wouldn't have seen that in 2010. Okay, and I'm going to connect to the employees list that I have on my site, and it'll bring all that data through. And I can say, okay, let's place one by one on this particular shape who's in the various places. Now you can see, if I was to zoom in fact, let's just move this one over there and zoom in a bit, that it's given me the name and so forth. It's just defaulted to that when I added the data graphic. And I've decided, well, I actually want to see some other information. So we'll go to data, edit data graphic, and we'll bring in, so the last name's fine, the business name's fine. I could actually go ahead and say, well, I don't really want to show the label, or I want to make the font size 12. Go ahead and apply that, and you can see it in the background there. I also want to add in just a colour coding, and I'm going to base it on the job title. Did I pass job title? So I want the desk to be different based on, so I'll do a colour by value for this, and it's automatically going to choose the job titles that are in my list and give them a colour, and obviously I can change them all and all the rest of it. So for this one, once I go apply, you'll notice that it shows all the things, and it's linked all these other ones. I think it's linked all those other ones because I did this demo when I was practicing. So I don't have to do that and add them all to the page one by one, but you get the drift. So all the different all the different positions are shown on my little colour-coded plan. I could go ahead and say, right, let's link some other data. So I could also bring in another SharePoint list and from the same site. And I could say, okay, let's bring in the leave list, for example. And then I could add a data graphic based on who was on leave so that my diagram then showed this. Now, the whole reason for doing this, and I can't remember who was where, but if I just throw some little things on shapes, we could set an icon to say, if it's annual leave, then give it, hold on, edit data graphic. So we'll just delete that one out and make it the title, and we'll make it a icon. We'll make it an icon, and we'll give it a tick if they're here, and a this if they're on sick leave, and this if they're on annual leave. And then that'll change on the different ones depending on, and so this whole list is linked to different people's names, so I haven't, but you can see that one there must be on some type of leave. This one here is on sick leave. I haven't matched these perfectly, but you get the drift. So I'm showing data from two different sources and in different ways. So a good business example of this is the fact that those lists can be updated by administration from whatever data source that data is being pulled from. It could be from an HR system, it could be from a SharePoint list. But then the diagram, once that's been put into SharePoint, is refreshed and the data's current. So for someone wanting to look, they could look at the floor plan and go, oh, look, that person's on leave, that's their role, and whatever other information you wanted to display on it. This worked incredibly well for one of the conferences we did, or all of them, they're about to have floor plans done for them, where we could put all the sponsors on the floor plan, and then every time someone signed up, you could tell colour-coded what level they were and whether their contract had been signed and everything. But the data just had to be kept updated in a list by someone who was doing the administration, and I could just look at the floor plan and go, sweet, I know where we're at and I know what's available. So all sorts of uses for that, and this is just using floor plans as an example. Obviously, for any diagram, it would be like that. I think I'm about running out of time, or very close. Yeah. You can connect to a different view within the list if you saw when I went through. As far as aggregated views, you mean of the data in the list or in a database? For the summarised view in a list. You'd probably, if you were doing, are you talking about a SharePoint list? You can definitely create, you can definitely link to a specific view. So if the specific view had the, yeah. So instead of linking to the whole list, like I just linked to the whole list, you can link to a view. Yeah. Yes. You mean like the whole, the stencil, my shapes, you mean this type of, yeah, so I have an Envision It, which is now called ShareThePoint.com, or ShareThePoint, but I have an Envision It one, which I'm just trying to show you, we created with all our own little ones. Is that what you mean? Yeah, so you, oh, the data, not in the stencil. I think you'd have to actually... Oh, you could create a template, though, and have those shapes already on the page and put the shape data with them and then save that as a template, as a VSD, whatever the template one is with the macro. Yes, so you could do that from within Visio.
So you can just copy that from that.
Yeah. And I'd definitely start with your stencil, though, so that you're using your consistent shapes and then put your shape data against them in the actual template itself. Yep. If you're doing that SharePoint workflow, the SharePoint designer, the workflow one, then that will do some of the send email and do the whole thing. Oh, I've got some giveaways. I've got two cars to give away. I just saw people are leaving because they think it's over, and I thought they're not going to get a car. Give it to you. Okay, what's my question? Yeah. Visio Services is enterprise, to be confirmed for 2013, and from the Visio client side, you need Visio Professional 2013, and is that a to be confirmed too, or is that, no, licensing still, but for 2010 it was premium or professional, enterprise. Visio Services comes as part of the, for 2010 anyway it did, as part of the enterprise licensing. That was a great question. He gets a car. I didn't finish answering yours, did I? No, that workflow diagram that I showed you, if you want to come up at the end, I'll show you, just so that I can let everyone else go. Yes, I don't see why not, because it's just data in a was it just sharing information? Are they within the same web app? So they're just different site collections, are they? Yes, well, you'd be able to do that just with content query web parts. Yeah, we'd have to look at it. It depends. That's terrible, I know. Yeah, I didn't show you actually, because you can actually import CAD drawings into, you just said floor plans, but they could be CAD drawings, and you can import CAD drawings into Visio, and then because you've got the whole 3D thing happening now, you can actually change the view of it and go ahead and turn it into 3D and make it look pretty if it's a CAD drawing. But anyway, I'll do this. Was there any other questions? Yep. Yes, yep, so you can set the refreshing, and you definitely would want to consider those implications. So you can set the auto refresh per web part, and you can stop the users from doing it themselves.
Is that within the Visio functionality, the web part, or would you want
to have it? No, there is that functionality within the web part itself. Do you think he deserves a car? Okay. Oh, look, I've got all these other things. Shall I just throw them out and hit someone on the head? Who wants a cup? I don't even dare do that, actually. Do you want to just come up? Come up and get a cup. I can throw the T-shirts out. Who wants an orange T-shirt?
I'll have a car.
Who said I'll have a car? We're giving away two. Oops. Oh, that was not bad, eh? Okay, well, thank you so much. If you've got any other questions, please come up the front and come to my social session this afternoon. It's going to be cool because it's all the social features.